KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to face sharp questioning about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's got three congressional hearings. ABC's Matt Gutman in L.A.
The administration recently slamming protesters for concealing their faces with masks. Critics arguing ICE agents have been concealing their identities using face coverings and unmarked vans.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A high school shooting in Austria's second largest city, Graz, leaves 10 people dead, including 7 students and the suspected gunman, says the mayor. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. There's a tentative contract deal with video game companies that may end an almost year-long performers' strike tied to the use of artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison teacher who was killed in the December school shooting will be honored at a national memorial. 42-year-old Erin West was loved at Abundant Life Christian School. She was the substitute teacher coordinator. WKOW reports her name will be added to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. It falls under the umbrella of the National Educator Hall of Fame in Kansas. The memorial includes 3 large stone books. They're all engraved with the names of teachers who died serving others. It was created after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 and is the only memorial dedicated to teachers who died on the job because of violence, accidents, or illness like COVID-19 they caught at work. With 189 names, the memorial is now almost full. The organizers have a fundraiser to add more books to hold more names. West will be added to the memorial in a ceremony June 20th. Meanwhile, the Abundant Life shooter's father was just in court. Jeffrey Rupnow faces 3 felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and hurt 6 more, the same gun she used for her own suicide. The court appearance was uneventful. Lawyers scheduled a preliminary hearing for July 24th. That's where a prosecutor has to prove to a judge basically that they have enough evidence to move forward with a case. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan had previously said no one knew the girl better than her father and that his actions contributed to the shooting. Rupnow is charged with 2 counts of intent to sell a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a child. If Rupnow is eventually convicted, each one of those 3 felonies could carry a sentence of up to 6 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. Of course, we'll continue to follow this case as it moves through the court system. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers begin their 3-day mini camp, but without Jaire Alexander, the team releasing the veteran defensive back after failing to come to terms with the new agreement. Packers president Mark Murphy.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent. You know, unfortunately, just injured a lot. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunately, that's a big part of our game.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series continues tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing last night 7-1 after 15 batters struck out, 11 by Braves starter Chris Sale. D.L. Hall on watching Sale perform on the mound.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, somebody to watch and learn from. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's always fun to watch him and learn some stuff.
What stands out to you about a guy like that?
Oh, man, just the longevity and how long he's been really good and doing what he did tonight.
That's Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
As for the President of the United States, commandeering the guard over the opposition of the governor was a pointless and incendiary action. It has made matters worse. And now mobilization of the Marines, also just inflammatory and unnecessary. You've got plenty to do in your job, so do it.
Senator Adam Schiff, welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show, live from Los Angeles, which has both burned to the ground entirely and also been saved from being completely obliterated by dear leader President Trump. Mm-hmm. Just in case you're wondering what's up. Oh, look who's here, L.A. girl.
What?
Yeah.
Jody on the show.
Exhausted.
That's what we're waiting for. I'm gonna talk with Steffi, who's our favorite import.
Okay. Oh. We
that
are.
Thing really grows. Jody on the show. With Steffi.
We also are a city full of criminals. Entirely of criminals, including everyone in the room, including Jody Hamilton.
Yep. I'm a criminal.
As Christy. Ice Barbie says, Christy Noem. Do we have this? Because we have Mayor Bass coming up in just a little bit. Here we go.
Now she's holding press conferences talking about the fact that people have the right to peacefully protest and that they're a city of immigrants. Well, they're not a city of immigrants. They're a city of criminals because she has protected them for so many years.
What?
And so we're coming in and doing what the president has said that he's going to do, and he's going to allow people to live in a safe community again.
Thank you for tuning into a show in a city entirely full of criminals, which we have nowhere to hide now because the city has burned entirely to the ground. And also saved at the last minute by Donald Trump from being, what did he say? Completely obliterated.
Completely obliterated.
How long has the mayor...
Oh, hi, Jody, hi.
How long has the mayor been the mayor now?
Apparently the years and years,
years
that she has been personally shielding this city of criminals.
Right.
And how dare she say that Los Angeles is not a city of immigrants? We are.
We're
the most diverse city.
We're a country of immigrants.
Exactly.
Okay. Mayor Bass, by the way, Chris and I both go to bed at?
At stupid o'clock.
Okay. Thank God we have weak bladders at our age.
Yes. I did get up
to pee. I know that feeling.
I saw a text from Victor Shi.
You have an urgent need to go.
Yeah.
Well, I texted you because Victor texted
me. Well, Victor also texted me.
Oh, okay.
Me,
so, I got up to pee.
And then he frantically emailed me.
Right.
Yes. And we were like, yes.
I feel left out.
Why didn't you call Jody? Yeah, but I have to be. I was like, yes, the mayor.
Mayor Bass.
Anytime Mayor Bass can do it, yes.
She's at the beginning of hour two.
I was like, Chris is asleep. Grampy's asleep. But he will confirm when he wakes up, but consider it confirmed.
Well, when I woke up at 1 and started working, I texted him back and said, okay, we're all set. And he answered me right away, so he was up.
I was going to say, we woke Victor up after he was up.
No, he was still up. He's in his 20s. He was still up.
Oh, man.
And I literally said to him, thanks for dealing with my weird sleep schedule.
Yeah. Well,
he's a sweet guy.
He had to pull an all-nighter because, as you know, Los Angeles has burned to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also is made up entirely of criminals. What?
Yeah. All of that is going on in one tiny sliver of downtown.
Thank you. And I was saying, that it's like all good propaganda operations do. They're showing old footage not from here.
Right.
This is what Fox does 24-7 is make it look like.
Right.
Yes.
24-7 on the national news, all they're doing is showing stuff from that tiny sliver of downtown, making it look like that the entire city is burning down.
I'm surprised they're not using footage from the 92 riots.
Well, they're smarter than that.
Not really. Not really.
Well,
who knows?
No, online people are not, but
well, I mean, what did we say yesterday? You knew they didn't make the Marine threat without activating it. And thank you, Governor Newsom, for tweeting this picture of these poor troops.
If the National Guard,
can there be any other way he can disrespect troops, this orange mother... they're deployed here with no mission because there's no riots going on here. And so they're sleeping on top of each other on the floor, no food or water, no orders. And so now they've sent the Marines in, which, you know, we're going to have our legal lad, Dean Obadala, coming up because you mentioned Posse Comitatus Act, which is just fun to say.
Well, Posse Comitatus Act of 1878.
I thought it was a rap group from the 80s. I was incorrect.
That's a good name for a rap group.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that severely limits what
they are not allowed to do law enforcement. Right. So what are they here for? And they're going to have weapons.
Right.
They're not going to have tear gas. They're going to
have rubber bullets, which are
they're going to have actual
too,
weapons,
yeah,
right? Because that's what Marines do. Guns, yeah. So tell me that's not going
to. They're taught to kill. They are taught to kill.
Yeah. But I mean, it's so ridiculous at this point. And the sitting president of the United States is calling for the arrest of the sitting governor.
Right.
And by the way,
he ran for governor.
Where's the reporter going? And on what charges would he? Because I guess that's just not important now.
Well, yeah, I believe he was quoted as saying it was illegal for him to even just run for governor.
Right. Oh, he should be arrested for running for governor.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Oh, hey, speaking of... never mind. I can't... Then I would give you the hint if I said speaking of...
Okay. Let's do this.
Let's just say a recent soundbite.
Okay.
Who said if Joe Biden federalizes the National Guard, that would be a direct attack on states' rights? Who said that?
Deputy Dog.
No! Stupid Ice Barbie Christy Gnome, who we'd already played about Joe Biden... I can't with the hypocrisy. It's just...
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's cray.
Yeah, we will ask Mayor Bass in a few minutes about Trump's statement. We made a great decision sending in the National Guard to deal with violent, instigated riots in California. Oh, apparently they're Gavin Newsom-inspired. Right, yeah. If we had not done so, L.A. would have been completely obliterated.
Really?
Oh, thank you, dear leader. Thank you. And yet we remain standing this morning. The very incompetent Governor Newsom and Mayor, and he always puts Mayor in quotes because I don't know why, just to be a D. Mayor Bass should be saying, thank you, President Trump. You're so wonderful. We would be nothing without you, sir. Am I living in this timeline where there's big military parade he's giving for himself, a birthday
weekend.
Parade?
This Saturday.
This weekend while he's deploying active duty Marines against American citizens. Oh, okay. That was all, by the way, in caps.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll ask Mayor Bass, because I'm sure she's preparing her comments, but they're probably along those lines. Thank you, President Trump. Sir, you are so wonderful. Well, it's nice of him to write it for her, I think. Right?
Well, it saves time.
Yeah. She could just auto-sign. She could just auto-pen that now.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Instead, they chose to lie to the people of California and America by saying that they weren't needed and that these are peaceful protests. Yes, because you weren't needed and these were peaceful protests. Okay. Sorry,
they've only arrested less than 100 people. So how violent can it be? Mm-hmm.
Who did our friend Jackie Cashin, the comedian, is like, I don't need to be, post that I'm tagged safe in L.A. because there's no riots
L.A. Exactly. Nothing going on. There were 500,000 people in downtown Hollywood on Sunday celebrating Pride as nothing was going on.
Yeah, nothing more violent than a pack of homos.
Well, I mean, have you seen someone rip a wig off?
These homos.
Oh, that would be bad.
I mean,
wig snatching was out of control.
Do not
snatch my weave.
Then there's the other side that has, the whipping.
There is that. And the chaps, which we have deduced are already without butts.
They're assless chaps.
Well, and once again, must we go over the fact that by definition, all chaps are assless.
But assless chaps is more fun to say.
It just is.
It's just redundant.
You can get the word ass in there.
Yes.
Does my ass look good in these chaps?
Yes.
So dozens of soldiers are without adequate sleeping arrangements, forced to pack together in one or more federal buildings, resting on the floor of what appear to be basements or loading docks. The state troops federalized by the Trump administration to confront immigration protesters without the approval of Gavin Newsom were, quote, wildly unprepared, said a person directly involved.
I hope they at least got a good night's sleep last night.
I hope so. I do too.
Well, yeah, I hope their leaders were shamed into getting them caught.
Everybody's victims in this. Everybody's pawns in this stupid
reality show.
Yes. This big, dumb, mean. And you know with Dr. Phil's stupid face in the middle of the ICE raids, this is a made-for-TV thing.
Yeah, it is.
Honestly, and give me 15. Okay. We kept saying yesterday, Jody, what's distracting from what anymore? And Steve Marmel's like, well, maybe he just does a series of really horrible things all in a row.
Exactly. I'm with him.
You don't even know. It's this terrible bill, his stupid trade war. I have to say, I feel like the Epstein thing with Elon Musk was pretty triggering, as did John Stewart.
Why escalate this now?
Thank you.
The unrest in L.A. is predictable outcome of these aggressive tactics. I believe the right refers to federal overreaches. Don't tread on me, we the people, cold dead hands, something along those lines.
Yep.
So why is this happening now? What's it meant to distract from? I mean, I can't even remember. What were we even talking about right before the first Waymo went up in flames?
Elon Musk is now accusing Trump of being in the Epstein files.
Oh, right. That's what we were talking about. Which now...
Governor Newsom responds to the Trump administration threatening to arrest him. He said he knows where to find me. I don't give a damn, but lay your hands off four-year-old girls.
Yep. Yeah.
If you understand what we're protesting here, it's our friends and neighbors and people that go to our churches and
building.
In our workplaces being snatched by plainclothes people and thrown into gulags without due process. There was a woman. You've seen all these different videos. Well, a mom in a pickup line at school snatched. What happens to those kids? Of course, the problem is because Stephen Miller, creepy Stephen Miller, has done these quotas.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're not just doing criminals or what. They're snatching anybody that's brown. They don't even have, right? I mean, there's not even, they have no way of knowing if someone is in the immigration process, is legal. They don't care.
Yeah, I told a woman the other day because they're going to shoot in my neighborhood, and she was, dropping off the permits and having me sign something. And
Shoot a production.
A production.
Yes.
Okay.
We should qualify in Los Angeles right now. We shoot a lot of TV and movies here.
A production. It was a production person from the location office. And she's Latina. Yeah. And I said, please be careful. She goes, don't worry, I am.
Yeah. No, I know. Any Latinas I know, I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. We keep checking on each other. People, I know everybody in L.A. is doing that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Do you need help?
Mm-hmm.
The L.A. Times is reporting this morning that some of the people who have been detained have already been deported.
Okay. It's just one story after another. Federal agents in plain clothes and unmarked cars tried to snatch first graders from L.A. elementary schools, told staff they had parental consent. They lied.
Right.
When pressed, they hid their IDs. DHS admits they sent them. This wasn't a welfare check. It was a test run for a police state.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what's happening. That's what people are protesting here, understandably.
Yeah.
And Lala said, another thought I had, they're trying to scare people from doing the June 14th
yes,
no cans
protest.
That's
exactly protest. What this is
I
about.
I think Rachel Maddow, I was told that was after my bedtime and then my pee time and then
okay.
my mayor, L.A. mayor booking time.
Right.
It was
all of that.
In the sleep time. Sorry, Rachel. I watch clips. But unbelievable that, he's saying he can't control this. He sees the polling. He sees the amount of protest. They're trying to scare people this is, as we keep saying, this is all about intimidation and chaos. It's what he thrives in.
Yep.
It's okay. So we are obviously suing the California Attorney General real quick.
We brought a lawsuit today on behalf of the governor and the state of California, challenging as unlawful the president's federalization of the National Guard and calling them in to Los Angeles through an executive order that he issued over the weekend. The authority that he relies on, 10 U.S.C. 12406, does not provide for his ability to call in the National Guard unilaterally.
Everything he does just about is illegal.
Yeah.
And it's a question of how quickly the courts can act. Will they comply? I mean, we'll talk to Dean about all this. We've got Charlie Pierce coming up. We have, obviously, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass coming up in a few.
Well, everything he's doing is either illegal or hasn't been tested in court yet. That's the thing. He does the things that haven't been tested in court yet because he knows that it has to be tested in court. And he can still continue doing it while it's going through the courts.
To our point about the hypocrisy of the Christie Noems of the world and the Sean Hannitys, everybody said the exact opposite. First of all, Joe Biden wasn't even contemplating doing what she's talking about, let alone talking about it, doing it. This was them reacting. Because I said to Chris yesterday, can you imagine if Joe Biden seized control of the Mississippi National Guard or the Alabama National Guard while he was, I mean, they would have, cities would have been burned to the ground then.
Oh, yeah.
By MAGA, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it is just, we can't underestimate how dangerous this is, this latest escalation. We'll go over the whole Marine deployment thing. But, who does not think that is a wildly dangerous idea. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it takes a lot to maintain my natural vibrance. Under these conditions, we're under a great deal of stress. Vibrance Super C Serum. At least it's just I can put on my happy face every morning.
It smells delicious.
Thank you. I'm all citrusy and delightful. I love it. I really do. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace everything. Day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Bella's like, oh, my God, how old are you? Made in the USA.
You have a lot of spots.
Oh, my God. Is that what old ladies have to do?
Yeah, and then you have to fight zits and wrinkles.
Oh, yuck. Okay, this has the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots. Oh, age spots.
A lot of spots.
Vibrance. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. You get up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, lately it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, it's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Become a member today. Join and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right.
So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. There are normal things still going on here in Hollywood. Like, for instance, Jody came in and said,
I got to meet Ted Neely.
Jesus Christ, you're kidding. He played Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar. See?
He was very, very kind to the two of us. He was really, really nice.
Yeah. You didn't see the movie?
Wow. Oh, I actually whispered to him, that's my favorite Weber show, and he goes, mine too.
Another LA magical moment. Pardon me?
Stand a reason.
Oh, it is the best one.
Okay.
All right. In other news, the Marines are here. We're in LA. We'll talk to the mayor in a few minutes. Oh, my God. It's just we wake up into a new level of awful every day. You know, Jody Howe was saying people say when you have a child, none of us know. But, you know, you've never thought you could feel love
like
that.
I have nieces and nephews. Does that count?
Yeah, well, they say when you have your own child, you never knew there were levels of love that you could feel until... Okay, so that's how I am, but with Donald Trump and hate. Because I... My during the LA fires when he was such a bag of D's to us, like my... Because I had already thought, oh, no, you've hit your limit. But no, I had not. And now I can't even... It's an indescribable level of white hot... Okay, the Pentagon scrambling yesterday to establish rules to guide how U.S. Marines who could be faced with the rare and difficult prospect of using force against citizens on American soil. I'm speaking
against
these words
the law.
In the year of our Lord, 2025.
Against the law.
Now that the Trump administration is deploying active duty troops to Los Angeles, the Marines are highly trained in combat and crisis response with time in conflict zones like Syria and Afghanistan. That's starkly different from the role they will face here. Troops will be armed with their normal service weapons and will not be carrying tear gas. What could possibly go wrong?
Are they going to try to house them in our homes? Because that's against the Third Amendment. Just so you know.
Oh, here's another. You want to know all the fun facts? Warning shots would be prohibited.
Yeah.
Measures could involve detaining civilians until they can be turned over to law enforcement. Again, illegal.
Yeah.
Having Marines deploy to protect federal buildings allows them to be used without invoking the Insurrection Act. First of all, our buildings are fine.
Yeah.
One expert said, in fact, those Marines are laying hands on civilians doing searches. Then you have pretty powerful legal concerns. No statutory authority Trump has invoked so far permits this. Troops under federal authorities, as we keep talking about, mm-hmm. are in general prohibited from conducting law enforcement on U.S. soil under the Posse Comitatus Act. So why are they here?
They shouldn't
with guns and no tear gas.
They shouldn't
to shoot American citizens.
Well, like you said, these people are trained to deal with stuff in Syria and Afghanistan. Yeah. This is Trump and Stephen Miller trying to compare Los Angeles to places like Syria and Afghanistan.
Yes. Oh, so very, very similar.
He's trying to put that impression out there.
Yeah.
Among some people, it's working.
And the media's allowing
exactly. it. Exactly. And that pisses me off.
Me too.
That's why I'm glad the Stephanie Miller Show emanates from the very peaceful Los Angeles. Okay, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police are increasing patrols at specific spots around the city, namely the places where data shows there are the most crashes. Each week, they'll review the numbers and choose a new spot to add those extra patrols, hoping to make those specific intersections safer. They'll continue this initiative until September. And good news for travel in western Wisconsin. That bridge that connects Wisconsin and Iowa is back open, at least for now. The Lansing Bridge had to close about 3 weeks ago when sensors detected movement. Iowa officials have determined it's safe for cars and trucks to drive over it. Meanwhile, they're already building a new bridge right next to the existing one. They will have to close the existing bridge while they work on the new one, but they won't do that until after the 4th of July holiday weekend. And the latest in one of the lawsuits against the Trump administration, where Wisconsin is one of the plaintiffs. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Wisconsin is one of about two dozen states that sued in April. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
To get more Madison and Wisconsin news straight to your inbox every week, you can sign up for our newsletter at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
just
note
to see
there?
If it works for us?
Troy from Mount Hora. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Even during this crackdown, the spirit of Southern California remains alive and very chill.
You told me you got caught up in the tear gas as well. Describe what happened to you.
Oh, just tasted a little tear gas. Tasted like fascism.
Yeah. Yeah. Tasted like fascism. That is the most L.A. guy ever. He's got a beanie, sunglasses at night, eyes locked with the camera to deliver a line straight from a B-movie. I came here to taste fascism and kick ass. And I'm all out of ass.
Oh, thank you, Stephen Colbert. Really, really need to laugh more than ever right now. Thank you, Kolchak. I'm so grateful, Jody, for the people on social media. Believe those of us that live here.
Yeah, thank you.
Not the BS that Fox News is trying to spoon feed you. He said, peacefully protesting your neighbors being sent to gulags without due process is not an insurrection. Charging the Capitol, trying to hang the vice president
is.
I mean, you can't make enough January 6th analogies, can you? It's so disgusting. Jasmine Crockett, I need a little bit of her this morning. She said, just in case y'all didn't catch on, the folks hollering about family values are out there tearing families apart with unlawful ICE raids, militarized police, and the weaponization of government, all while ripping away food and health care from working class families. Are the family values in the room with us? Chris Murphy, give me this one. Again, it's the game we play every time. What's he distracting from? Mm-hmm. So John Stewart says the Epstein files, which a lot of people are saying, because that's the one thing, the one bomb Elon Musk dropped that they haven't, you know, they really don't know how to respond to. So Chris Murphy talking about this.
Yeah, everything that's happened in the last 7 days between the fight with Elon Musk and now the deployment of the National Guard is probably also a distraction from the main story, which is that right now Donald Trump is trying to pass probably the most unpopular piece of legislation that he will attempt to move through Congress in his first term. He's going to throw 15 million people off their health care in order to fund a massive tax cut for the wealthy. It's going to add $2 trillion to our deficit. We're probably going to head into a recession.
It's hard to know which awful thing, although he may just be a really, really awful president doing a series of really, really awful things.
I think it's more evil at this point.
So it's hard to know what's
distracting. Evil.
It's more evil at this point than incompetent.
Yeah, no, they're looking for a Kent State, like you guys said yesterday.
Rude Pundit wrote a great piece. Yeah, Jack said, what's happening in L.A. isn't the end. It's the opening move. Trump, the Heritage Foundation, and their allies have sketched this playbook for years. Federal muscle, local chaos, and a population too stunned to resist. They're not reacting. They're executing, and this is just act one. Mm-hmm. Coming soon to a city near you, there's obviously a reason he's going to keep targeting blue cities and blue states.
Exactly. What's telling is that there were some similar protests that went on in Dallas yesterday. Not a single military person was called up to
protest. Not. Of course not.
Because it's a red state.
Oh, Karen in Chicago. Hello, Bufu. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Rachel's whole show last night was absolutely on point. If anybody missed it, you should go watch it. And your great mayor was on and saying all of the right things. You know, and I just want to say, too, that I want to be anti-Maxine when I grow up.
Yeah.
She was out there. I mean, well, she was absolutely.
She warned a couple days ago. They're here to shoot protesters. Why? And on cue, they deploy Marines whose only job is to shoot people. I mean, it's. Yeah. Go ahead.
And so so my question is this. OK, we know the Supreme Court granted immunity for Donald Trump. Again, you know, and we know that they know that Joe Biden and no Democratic president were engaging in criminal activity. So it wasn't for them. It's only for Donald Trump. So here's my question. that immunity does not extend to the people around Donald Trump. That immunity doesn't extend to the Marines who swore an oath to the Constitution.
If my memory serves me, I was just following orders, it doesn't pass the legal test. So Aaron Rupar, our friend, said it gets sometimes somewhat lost in all the other high octane dimensions of this story that a raid on a Home Depot is literally an effort to arrest people who are eager to work and whose labor is in great demand. It's about as far as you can get from going after the bad guys, as the White House routinely claims. I mean, and I don't know if you're seeing these teams, ICE teams in full tactical gear rushing at these poor guys in front of Home, terrifying them.
Right.
That's all. This is all about terrifying people.
I've hired someone out in front of a Home Depot before.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean,
They're great workers.
In a totally related story, perfectly good tomatoes are being plowed over instead of picked in South Florida as local farmers blame Trump tariffs, immigration crackdown for business losses and wasted crops. I mean,
and that's Florida.
Right. I mean, but if you're a good liberal and you don't believe in wasting food and there's kids starving in Gaza, and I mean, seriously, it just plowed over. And, you know, those are the stories he's trying to distract from.
Absolutely.
Who is it? The Latinos for Trump, the latest.
Oh, that woman.
Face-eating leopard party. Yeah. I mean, the Latinos for Trump people, right, going, this isn't what we voted.
Yes, it is
what you voted for. You just thought it wouldn't happen to you and your, you know, friend or whoever.
I never thought we bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, I never thought the lepers would
eat my face. Thank you. Rachel in Los Angeles. Hello, Rachel. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. First of all this author stuff is horrendous. It's a big lie. Immigrants are our friends and help our country move, and they're being treated like, you know, criminals just for seeking asylum. But did you see this article in the Boulder Daily about how Kamala may have won because the voter machines were tampered with before? Did you guys see that?
I did not see that, but I'm going to guess Dino Badala did.
Sure did. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's a very comprehensive article. You can't think of any way to argue with what...
All right. Now you get dumped.
We dumped it anyway.
Now you get dumped into oblivion. I apologize. No, you go, you know, or is that the bombshell he's detracting from? Not the Epstein. Is Musk saying without me, he wouldn't have won the election?
That's a big one.
Dancing to a little too close to the line? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Christopher, who said, this is not what we voted for. I've always supported Trump through thick and thin. However, this is unacceptable and inhumane.
Pete Puma.
No. That was a good guess. So that would be the Latinos for Trump co-founder, Ileana Garcia.
Oh.
Narrator, this is exactly what they voted for. Okay. I'm exhausted. Our friend, Chris Titus, said, there are no riots in L.A. I woke up to quiet. We love our state. We love our country. We love our families. We hate our dictator. It's made up. They weren't arresting gangs. They're arresting mothers and fathers at school graduations, people who are trying to get a better life. We are all immigrants or from immigrants. Trump's mom is first generation. It is all performative bull.
Yep.
Thank you. Listen to the people like us that live here. This is, I mean, I did the, one of the stories last week that they arrested a kid on the way to his high school graduation who's here legally.
Yep.
So he missed his high school graduation because his dad was the target.
Right.
I mean, tell me that cruelty isn't the point, right?
It is totally the point.
We need some hope, and specifically from Seth, the homo of hope in L.A. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos. Jody on the show and Bella with a Z.
Yes.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, I mean, I've gotten texts from people, "Con, you can come stay with us, bring the dogs." I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
First of all, that's my Home Depot. That's my neighborhood Home Depot.
I thought you said that to you. You were like, wait, is being gay illegal? Did I miss something?
The West Lake Home Depot is mine, and that was raided.
And it's like the media needs to do, like when you do Google Earth, the media needs to do the full shot of L.A.
Yeah.
So you can see. Because let me tell you something. We rode in on AIDS Lifecycle on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We rode through 40 miles of Los Angeles and
Thank
then celebrated
you.
At the finish line. And not one of us had any clue that any of this is going on.
We had our Major Taylor International Cycling Conference here.
Right.
I did, 35 miles Saturday, 35 miles Sunday.
All throughout the city of Los Angeles.
All throughout the city. As you said, it is a sliver of downtown L.A. that Trump is exacerbating and escalating and making it worse.
And the media is exclusively showing on television, making it look like the entire city has burned down.
Right.
Exactly. It is so misleading, this guy.
Yes.
And you know what I think the protesters should do? I think for the National Guard, we should bring cots and water. That's what we should do.
Hopefully they had some. I actually did
feel sympathy for them too, Seth. I really did, just because I thought they're just pawns.
They don't
want to
be
all
here.
The rest of us.
Exactly. They don't want to be here.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
They don't want to be here. Exactly.
And this is Trump's wet dream. This is, this is his Game of Thrones. I never saw the show, so I hope it fits. it's insane. And yeah, Maxine Waters, brilliant, out there on the line.
Yeah, and 80-something.
It is just clear. And anyone who voted for him and is not doing some soul searching has no soul.
Yeah.
No soul.
That's a great line.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a great line. Our friend Joe Walsh, I'm never going to get used to saying that, but anyway, a former congressman, GOP congressman, he said Trump is trying desperately to create a crisis and he will do the same thing in 2026 to prevent midterms from happening. Hey, America, let's not let him. The most important part of that statement is the last part. This is what I get afraid of, is when people say martial law, he's going to cancel elections. Let's not let him get there, because that is also a way of depressing turnout and going, elections aren't going to matter anymore. He's not going there. It's all going to be rigged. He's not going to let them. We've been winning election after election, despite the fact the media is not covering it. So, we got to do all of the above. And I agree with Senator Murphy. We have to do everything we can now. I know you and Bob talked about this. We have to do everything we can now, but we shouldn't dissuade people. And so that's why I'm glad Joe added that line. I would not put anything past him, especially if he sees a blue tsunami coming, to try to stop the midterms. But this is still America. Mm-hmm. And we do have the power to not let him. So speak out, resist peacefully. This is our new resist shirt. Get it. It's also flicking him in the head.
Like he's a booger.
Yeah.
He is a booger.
Yeah. He's like an ex-booger. Elon Musk's kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pardon
me?
Boogers get rid of things in your nose. They get rid of things. So boogers actually have a purpose. He does not.
He does not have a purpose. You are correct. Okay. Wow. 45 minutes. That has descended rapidly.
Yeah.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. If you are a homeowner, you need to listen to this. Listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target, right? Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, just like that. Like the series, right? And just like that. Your house belongs to Carrie Bradshaw. All right, I did that joke.
Why do you keep making her steal homes?
Yeah, I don't think she's a thief.
That's the name of her show, and just like that.
She would.
Okay. Bella, Louise. they can transfer your home title out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. When is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is like mine, which is, hey,
I have a home title?
Never, right? What that? right. That's what they're counting on, that you're a doofus like me. So go now. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, which gives you 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts if there's any change. And if fraud happens, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together
so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yeah, it's getting hot in here in L.A.
So take off all your clothes.
No, I put on my Cozy Earth. That's what I do because it's temperature regulating. Oh, my God. The softest jammies and sheets. I can just loll around in the lap of luxury.
With?
Even though L.A., Los Angeles has apparently burned to the ground, according to Donald Trump. Okay.
Do you have a lava?
No. God, no. Anyway, I have a terrorist sleeper cell.
Okay.
That's enough. Mommy and Beam, Bonnie, and Clyde. Listen, they appreciate the Cozy Earth sheets. Do they make, Jody, do your cats do this? They make little pillow thrones where they not only have to have the softness of the bed, they need to sleep. They make a little throne out of the pillow with the Cozy Earth, you know, pillowcase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they sleep, and then they cannot be disturbed for any reason.
No, you cannot move.
Yeah, that's in the Posse Comitatus Act. Can't touch them. It'll be riots. Okay. Listen, I'm just telling you, it is the best sheets, towels. I have the duvet cover. I have the comforter. I have the bath sheets. Oh, my God, they're huge. Ah. They're fantastic. Incredibly soft, breathable, made for all-day comfort. We got the new all-day tee and studio pant collection. OMG. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, true testament to their quality and durability. CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. All right, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass joining us in just a couple of minutes. Janice Hahn, L.A. County Supervisor.
I totally blame the Trump administration for provoking this.
Thank you.
The way they have come in indiscriminately, going after hardworking residents of L.A. County, many of them in the cities that I represent on the County Board of Supervisors, is inhumane. They're racing into Home Depots and taking the day laborers into custody.
By the way, Kashim Rashad said, a reminder that the man who ignited violence at the George Floyd protest was identified by police as a white supremacist conspiring to harm the causes of racial justice. Felt like that's important to share as we observe the Trump regime spew an onslaught of disinformation about
Absolutely.
L.A. They call him Umbrella Guy because he had an umbrella, he had a mask on, right, to hide the fact that it was a white guy.
Okay.
And Brian says, and just like that, see, that's the theme.
Really?
The Sex and the City spinoff. No one's talking about Elon Musk's revelations about Trump and Epstein, that big ugly bill, or Ukraine bombing Russia without Trump. See how that works. Yeah, hard to tell anymore if it's just going to be one long series of awful or whether one thing's distracting from the last. Let's go to, Richard Chu.
Richard Chu?
WCPT Chicago.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say good morning and sending you strength. Let Mayor Bass know that our Mayor Brandon Johnson and Lieutenant Governor Stratton and Governor Pritzker are sending strength to Governor Newsom. Y'all hang strong.
Thank you.
Chicago knows a little bit about these kinds of fights.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of you guys, Richard, as I'm sure you're the next target, you know? I mean,
I said on my show this morning and yesterday, don't come to Chicago because it isn't going to be it'll be a different turnout. We don't want that. But you're right, Stephanie. Kudos to you for saying it that way. We don't want that. We don't need that. But
by
I
the
just
way,
wanted to send you guys
check out my Instagram. Bill is our national national president of Major Taylor, and he's from Chicago.
Right.
And but he told me so.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, but he said, I've been listening to you on WCPT since, you know, George W. Bush years. And so it was just, he's just a salt of the earth. He's so great. But I know when I said, we were talking about the George W. Bush years, and I said, it's the last time Kanye West was right when he said George Bush doesn't care about black people. And then he went crazy.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Thank you, honey. All right. That's probably.
What do you do? What?
All right. It's too easy. But, you know what? I'm going to go easy on you today.
Thanks.
Who said, this is a statement from the President of the United States.
Millard
Fillmore.
No, I'm not done yet.
That's a guest, though.
Oh, okay.
Concerning the catastrophic Gavin Newsom inspired riots going on in Los Angeles. If they spit, we'll hit. And I promise they'll be hit harder than they've ever been hit before. Such disrespect will not be tolerated. Who said that?
Henry Howard Taft.
No, that was a good guess,
though. That's even better.
Yeah.
Well, he had a big bathtub.
Right. He's Trump,
even better.
Trump is fatter and also.
Yeah.
He was, what, 350 pounds?
Yeah, about what Trump is.
Yeah, about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Trump has to use the Taft bathtub that they had tucked away in a closet.
They had to expand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't. He's just. This is all he does now is bully and threaten. Mm-hmm. And this whole, like, you know, saying, oh, go ahead, Tom, do it. Arrest Gavin Newsom. I mean, okay. I guess we're just dispensing with anyone asking on what charges. I guess that's not important now. Marie in Atlanta, our legal lady. Hello, Marie.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. So for those who have seen the LAPD Mounted Patrol footage where there were four horses and cops surrounding an unarmed guy on the ground and hitting him with those long metal batons, just FYI, and more, I want to be clear, I value people more the most in this situation. But horses don't generally step on moving things.
They don't.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
Because to them, that represents a danger.
Right.
And the one officer was clearly trying to get the horse, the black horse, to step on the person lying on the ground. The horse was clearly trying to avoid it by hopping over.
There was a guy on stilts that they knocked. And you could, like, how is this guy a threat?
He's walking
on stilts and they knock him down. I mean, you know, the Australian reporter
that was shot
from different angles. You can see that
he aimed at her.
He aimed at her.
He aimed. Her back was to him. He aimed at her.
Deliberately.
Yeah.
While she's, you know,
doing
live
a stand-up live. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean, and this is only going to get worse.
Yep.
I mean, please send us some love and light out here to L.A. to keep people safe. And we will talk to L.A. Mayor Karen Bass next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sharp questioning is expected for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, some of it about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids. Hegseth has three congressional hearings today. While President Trump takes credit for preventing a bad situation, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says just a few city blocks are involved.
LAPD and the surrounding cities that come together, the sheriffs, the California Highway Patrol, they are able to take control of this situation.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A deadly high school shooting in the Austrian city Graz leaves 10 people dead, including 7 students and the suspected gunman, who's a former student at the school, says the mayor. Satellite photos show emperor penguins in one region of Antarctica declined 22% in the past 15 years, significantly faster than prior estimates. This is ABC News.